This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. It's said religion, sex, and politics shouldn't be discussed in polite company, but we're about to bring you a story with all three. Every year, a church in Somerville has a drag gospel festival. People dressed in drag sing gospel solos and deliver liturgies. They proclaim God is good, fierce, and a diva. As expected, the church has garnered some criticism, but the church says they're doing the Lord's work. Here's WBUR's Quincy Walters.
Members of the First Church Somerville are rehearsing for their drag gospel festival. But before the choir nails down their tunes, first things first. Reverend Dave McAllister and some congregants are figuring out how to decorate the sanctuary. There are bright sequins behind the pulpit, and someone requests to put a pair of red high heels on the communion table.
You're pushing my Baptist buttons right now with a shoe on a table.
I gotta put the bread and wine up there in a couple of weeks. I don't want shoe dust on there where we have the the body of the new covenant. I can't do it.
Drag gospel at the First Church Somerville predates McAllister's ministry there. She says growing up in a family of Southern Black Baptist preachers, the idea of having drag queens in church seemed out there. But upon some reflection, McAllister says drag gospel harkens back to Southern Baptist tradition.
Think of gospel in terms of music, which is filled with this sort of, especially black gospel, like over the top, absolute exuberance in worship and joy. And drag is joyful if it is nothing else. Both of them are examples of abundant life, like really living your best life.
Drag gospel has been one of the church's most popular services since it started in 2011. Attendance is nearly tied with Easter. People come back from all over to worship with drag queens like Safira Cristal.
I'll have my mansion now. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe.
Cristal came in from Philadelphia to be the gospel soloist this weekend, ready to pepper the performance with preaching.
We are all trying to have a connection with each other and the Lord. We can do that because God never said that anyone didn't deserve the kingdom.
Cristal's favorite aspect of the event is that the offering is used to benefit LGBT youth. A few years ago, a man interrupted drag gospel, condemning it. Evangelical vloggers have also criticized it.
United Church of Christ Congregation of Massachusetts, how dare you call yourself a church? I call you out as a den of thieves.
With this transvestite leading the choir. I mean, have you ever... This is... Seriously, they're calling themselves a church. I mean, they're not a church.
What would you say to people who say this is kind of edging on blasphemy?
All of the pictures that we have that we've intended to create, even to express Jesus, are like our hopes to see ourselves in the divine, to sort of see ourselves into being and wholeness. Why wouldn't individuals who are trans, why wouldn't individuals who participate in drag gospel also want to see that part of the divine?
At this year's festival, the centerpiece of the altar will be a 1999 painting called Jesus of the People. It's a dark-skinned Jesus with soft features against a pastel pink background, a stark contrast to the conventional Jesus with white European features. Here's artist Janet McKenzie.
And I feel, especially in these dark times we're living in that's so full of fear, this is an opportunity to celebrate all people, and particularly the LGBTQ, trans community, everyone.
Great is your mercy towards me.
McAllister says she's not afraid of potential reprisals for how her congregation chooses to worship.
Too many members of God's magnificent creation have been explicitly told that they're not welcome in houses of worship. And drag gospel, at the end of the day, is an explicit invitation into this space.
She says God doesn't give anyone the spirit of fear. Reverend McAllister points to the book of Isaiah in the Bible, saying no weapon formed against her flock shall prosper. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.
Mercy towards me. Great is your grace.
And Drag Gospel takes place this Saturday and Sunday. You can find details on the artery at WBUR.org.